Amen. Chapter 6 of Galatians. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You can be enticed as well. Remember, we had talked about in the previous chapter, you know, those desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. And I see this as connected, because you know what? When someone is overtaken in a fault, there's always some people who really want to hammer them. Or there can be. I pray it be not so among the people of God that they would be that way. Right? But Paul is saying, don't. And what does it mean to be overtaken in a fault? Overtaken literally means to find out or detect. It means that they were caught. Not if a man confessed to a fault, but he is caught in a fault. And I return immediately in my mind to the book of Romans. In chapter 2, you will remember how after Paul had delivered that long list of all the wicked things, all the unrighteousness that men do, right? And he says, now we know, you know, which included fornication, wickedness, covetous, maliciousness, envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, proud, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without an actual affection, implacable, unmerciful. All these things. Thou shalt not. Now, we know. He says in verse 2 of chapter 2 of Romans, he says, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. We know, as Paul had said in Galatians chapter 5, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, we know that. Personally, me, when I get excited about that, it's not because I want to come down on those who do such things. No, what I get angry about, excited about, or whatever you want to say, get zealously affected about, is that people say that you can do those things and inherit the kingdom of God. And by doing, I mean that you are the doer of those things, you continue in those things, you follow after those things, you die in those things, as Jesus warned. That if you do not believe I am He, you will die in your sins. And then Canadian 2, you know, we know that the judgment of God is against those things. I'm not hammering people about it. I don't want to. But I'm against those who pervert the gospel of Christ into saying, and deny that He came to deliver us from such things. Okay? But in the course of that, we are not to, as Paul says in verse 4, and I'm going to paraphrase slightly, despise the riches of God's goodness and His forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing or not considering, not thinking about it, that the goodness of God leads me to repentance. See, for me, to be... to think that, you know, and what he had said there, it's like, you know, you think that you who do the same thing, you're not going to be judged the same way? Remember how in Jesus' preaching, he said, in his doctrine, he said, when he said, they taught them to pray, pray this way, our Father which art in heaven, etc., but forgive us as we forgive others. The way in which you want your brother, I mean, you want to be treated by God. What do you want Him to require of you for your forgiveness? Well, be the same way with your brother. He will forgive you as you forgive others. Meaning, get down on your knees. Plead. I want to see some emotion. Now, I mean, we don't want... Now, again... I see cause in the scriptures where it says, hey, you know, he says, I've heard that there's fornication among you, and such fornication is not named among the Gentiles. I've written you an epistle that you should not keep company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world. But if anyone be called a brother, be a fornicator, or this, or that, or that, have no fellowship with them. Okay, well, what about this? Well, there's obviously some judgment of the Spirit that has to go on. But the thing is, you can't look at this. I can't give you like a set of criteria and say, well, if he needs to act sincere. Well, what does it mean to act sincere? Well, he's going to probably cry, maybe, or seem on the verge of tears, very sorry. Your brother has to do this, that, the other, you know, and start to get almost legalistic, get actually legalistic about the way you want your brother. How's God going to look at you when you want to be forgiven? When you just want to be like, you know, I just, Lord, once again, this error is just tormenting me. And I've gone back to it again. God, forgive me. Let me restore me into your good graces. Because I believe you are going to cause Christ to be formed in me. And that is the hope I have. Because remember it says, we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. In chapter 5, verse 5. Now, unfortunately, I'm reteaching Romans 6, because I started to teach it, only to realize I hadn't recorded it. Now, I don't remember if I taught this in chapter 5. So I might be repeating it again. I thought this was part of what I said in 6. But I want to go back to Romans chapter 8, verse 22, or 20. Romans 8. Fortunately, I already went through this to figure it out. We are saved by hope. Verse 24 of Romans 8. It says, we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, we do with patience wait for it. Remember, the patience and long-suffering of God leads us to repentance. And we, as he said, we are through the Spirit waiting for something. We are waiting for what? The hope of righteousness. Hope being, we expect that God is going to deliver righteousness in the form of Christ in us. And what leads to that? The patience and forbearance of God that leads us.